I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's get to the madness. Let's recap yesterday first.
Okay. What
jumped out to you?
Murray State. Murray State had an amazing day. They were the story of the day yesterday as they go in and they just annihilate Marquette. And this was a good Murray State team. This is a good Marquette team as well. Okay, but they go and beat them 83-64. Ja Morant, triple-double.
Is Ja Morant the second
best player?
Yeah. Or is he the second most known? Who's the best player in the tournament? Because you keep saying Zion's not going to win player of the year. He's never mentioned player of the year. Well, who else is going to win it? Morant?
Well, honestly, after Zion came back and what happened with them when he was gone, I would actually vote for him for player of the year now.
Okay.
When the amount of averageness that Duke was without him was stunning.
Yeah.
Because they still had, I was like, well, they still have two of the top three, four picks of the draft.
That's a little embarrassing.
Very embarrassing. So I would actually vote for Zion for player of the year now.
All right.
Other than him, RJ Barrett's there, and then Ja Morant. And those are the big three. Those are your big three. And people say Cam Reddish. I think Cam stinks.
Morant put on a show.
Yeah, he did.
Like the passing. Ninth triple-double in tournament history. 17, 11, and 16 as his number 12 team destroyed Marquette.
Yep.
55 points created, the most by any player in the last 10 years. Most assists in the tournament since 2008.
Yep. So that was easy to pick. That was an easy game for me to pick, the Murray State game. The Minnesota game.
But why was that so? This is a 12 over a 5, and it wasn't close. Yeah, no. Was this a total misseeding?
Marquette had not played well down the stretch at all. And Murray State has been solid all year, but there's only so high you could seed Murray State. Even though they had the best player in the tournament outside of Zion, nobody has seen them play. And they've lost games. I mean, they were only, 28-4. And they had lost games this year.
And the greatness of Troy Hughes, as yesterday we drafted our teams, everyone has all four except for Choppy. He lost Nevada and Troy.
And that's going to hurt.
Losing
Nevada in the first round when we're doing total wins. He's now got three teams to try to pick up the same amount of wins as the rest of us have four. That's going to be a tall order.
I thought I was eliminated already if I lost.
No. It's total wins. We're doing total wins.
Oh, okay. Right.
Total wins.
Yeah.
Well, good. I got a chance then.
So you do have a chance.
Well, really, we're doing the losses, right? Because it's the least amount of wins. Yes.
Yeah.
Least amount of wins for your four teams.
Yeah. So I'm prepared. Minnesota, that was another easy one to see. They beat Louisville by 10, 86-76. Baylor beat Syracuse. That's a good win for them. They were sharp from beyond the arc. And then there was two games that really stood out as just great games. Belmont and Maryland, down to the wire. Maryland wins 79-77.
Oh, man, some of the dunks. Wasn't that a nasty dunk in the Maryland game? Morant had a dunk in his game.
Yep.
And then there was a two-hand jam like Shaq I saw.
Yeah, the Maryland dunk was impressive. I thought the Florida State dunk where the guy was basically surrounded by three defenders and then he kind of pivot-stepped to the outside, pivot-stepped into the lane, and he was alone and just rose up, jammed it, and then did so much of a celebration afterwards that I thought they might call a technical. Like he stomped on the ground, he jumped up and down, he then stomped on the ground, and I think we had the call of it. Maybe they had the sound of what that sounded like. Zach, if you have that available for you, the Florida State call of that dunk.
Trent Forrest with the basketball. Hands it off for Mann, who's been very active here in the second half. Haven't got it into Cabangeli much. Now they do. He's got three green jerseys around him. Fights through them and jams it through.
And man, he got hype after that dunk. Those were probably the three best dunks of the weekend, or of the day, I would say.
Auburn escapes a 30-win New Mexico State team, 78-77.
This was the game of the day for me.
Great game.
Crazy.
This is a great game. LSU was a good game, too, at the end with the Yale. Florida State at the end with Vermont, but this was the best game of the day.
Auburn has the huge lead. They blow it. New Mexico State drives to the bucket with what seemed to be an open layup. He had to have thought that they were down three. versus down two. He kicks it out for three. Auburn fouls. There were so many dumb plays and dumb coaching decisions with time management in this game. It blew my mind. And he got fouled on the three. He misses. Now, the three free throws would have won it. He makes one. He misses two. They get it back after the miss. Wide open three for the game winner. Way off.
Way off. I mean, it was a tough shot. He's falling away from the corner. It's just like, I didn't get that. That was one of the dumbest plays. That guy, that player did not understand time and score. Just did not understand and grasp the moment and the time left, and they only needed two. It was just
Bruce Pearl
ridiculously dumb.
Was a
decision.
Maniac.
Bruce is always a maniac.
If I was the AD of Auburn, is he just this awesome recruiter, right?
He's a great recruiter. Even though they don't recruit five stars necessarily at Auburn the way that they can at like Kentucky, he's still a tremendous recruiter, and he plays a press style, which will keep his team if they're undermanned in games. They shoot a ton of threes. They just jack threes up all over the place. But his style of coaching is basically, I'm going to coach you during the week, and then in the game, I'm rolling the ball out there, and you guys go.
Where's the composure? Where's the control? Settle down a little bit versus acting like a maniac.
He's nuts. He's nuts.
One other thing before your degenerate selections, and this can be very sad for me to say, I'm out on chucking them for college. I'm out. I'm done. Done with it. Barkley and them. In years past.
Oh, man.
In years past, I would even stick with the studio show over some of the starts of some of the games just to hear them. Now, again, Inside the NBA on TNT is my favorite sports show on television. But I'm out on these guys talking college because they're being so vague and generic.
Yep.
I don't blame them to a degree. Gosh knows how much money they've been offered up to do it.
Yep.
But they can't give that edge on national TV like they do on TNT. I know TNT's national TV, but on CBS they can't.
Right.
They can't be insulting. They're not going to insult the kids like they do NBA players.
No, it's totally different. Yeah.
They got to be really vanilla. They got to be really soft, and they're just talking about game style and confidence. They're being very generic. It's so clear. They're relying on Clark Kellogg to know the players, and they're just trying to talk about the style of play, what basketball is about. It sucks.
Yeah, you can't, how they pick on JaVale McGee.
Yeah.
They couldn't do that to a college kid. It's not cool. Like,
they would make
an 18-year-old.
They'd make fun of the New Mexico kid if he played in the NBA for passing up the layup.
Right.
Versus passing it out, and they can't bring that usual edge in comedy.
It's like you just can't make fun of college kids like that. It's like the same thing with high school. Like, you can't kill a high school kid. Well, he's 17.
Right.
You know, he's not a professional. There's a reason he's not a professional. Professional, open season, man.
Yep.
It's open season.
It's bad, though. Like, I don't even stick around for it.
I agree. Let Seth Davis and Clark Kellogg and Doug Gottlieb and Greg Anthony, let them do.
I know, but all those guys are boring, too. I mean, they're knowledgeable.
Yeah.
Really?
Doug's not boring. Anthony's not boring, but Seth Davis is, and Clark Kellogg is, and yeah, I get what you're saying.
All right. It's like the Monday Night Football problem. Like, I know Kurt Warner would be solid, and I know Lewis Riddick would be solid, but it's Monday Night Football. Like, where's the juice?
That's right.
Not OJ. We know where he is. But the juice. Well, we don't.
Do we?
Well, he's on the golf
course. He's on the golf course.
Day two, degenerate. Will RJ be focusing on any of the Texas teams? Let's hit it. What do you mean,
What Texas teams?
What do you mean?
There's just Texas Tech.
We got a pair of them.
Yeah, Texas Tech today.
And Houston.
Yeah, I don't really count Houston as part of Texas anymore.
Those teams are Troy's teams.
Yeah, they are. They are Troy's teams.
After we lost Abilene Christian yesterday, RIP.
Gosh.
They got blown out.
Yes.
That game was beat down in the beginning.
Yeah, he needed to rip more than his pants in that game. Texas Tech has Northern Kentucky. That is just a 13-point spread. Let's see if I have that one. Here are the games that I have. I was 2-2 yesterday, won the first two, lost the last two. Again, like we said yesterday, the Sweet 16 is where your money is made. You're treading water. You're getting a feel for the games, the tournament, versus on day one and day two, which was Thursday and Friday. I'll have picks on Twitter all weekend long. I love this game. Cincinnati -4 against Iowa. Everyone is all over Cincinnati. I'm all over Cincinnati as well. Cincinnati, I love this game. Arizona State plus 5 against Buffalo. Arizona State.
Herm Edwards.
Yep. Got some good wins this year. They are, and it's not Herm Edwards, it's Bobby Hurley.
Thank you.
They're going to win this game against Buffalo, I believe. Straight up. But take the plus 5 as well. Oregon, one of the hottest teams in the nation. Peyton Pritchard, point guard. It's a guard tournament. They're going to beat Wisconsin. Take them plus 2. Carolina, minus 22 against Iona.
Minus 22?
I'm taking it. They're going to win by 40.
Ooh.
This is going to be an annihilation.
Look how happy Roy is.
I mean, it's a 1 versus a 16. We're not we're not Virginia.
Not breaking news here.
My Spartans gave me a scare yesterday. That was a 215.
It was, but
needed Izzo to go Bobby Knight on a kid to get him right.
But the one thing, and we know the we heard about this last week that, you know, what Iona does well, Carolina does well.
Which is what? Cheat and get away with it?
Run.
Oh.
Get out and run. Carolina's break is tremendous. So is Iona's. Just Carolina's doing it with 5 stars, and Iona's doing it with guys who aren't even 1 stars. Take the minus 22. K-State and UC Irvine over 119. Are you mean to tell me that both teams ain't scoring 60 points in this game? Take the over. And then I will, I'm not going to bet the Texas Tech game. I don't have a firm handle on Northern Kentucky, but it's only 13. And Texas Tech is going to have by far, the best player on this floor. So you want to bet it? I'm not putting the degenerate seal of approval on it, but I would not advise against it.
At RJ Choppy went 500 yesterday, which is not a loss. And he gets hotter, he says, as the tournament gets further in. Troy is listening on radio.com on his way to the guys' trip. Dang it, RJ. Listening on radio.com, covering my March Madness pick. Sharif was about to give me my Murray State props, and you interrupted. Know your role and shut your mouth.
I didn't interrupt anything.
I don't know.
Troy had a great day. Took Murray State.
Roy had the best day, right? Now, I interrupted you giving Troy props.
I went 3-0, and Troy's Murray State actually will face off against my Florida State in the next round. So one of us will be eliminated with this team. And, I got to say, I'm definitely concerned that I might be. Even though I don't think Murray State necessarily has the athletes to match up to Florida State, they do have Jay. Or Ja. Another Ja. It makes me think of Jahlil Okafor, who I once claimed would be solo named Ja.
I am looking at some of these lines for tomorrow. Murray State is a 5-point dog against Florida State. And how about this one?
You taking them with a 5, by the way?
I'm taking Murray State.
I would too.
Kentucky is only a 5-point favorite over Wofford.
What? Is Wofford the kid with the 3-point?
Fletcher
point?
McGee.
Yeah. The guy who beat Steph Curry's 3-point record?
Yeah. All day.
Kentucky.
5 points? I mean, you're not even going to give me 2 full possessions?
Yeah.
In.
Now, is our leading scorer going to be back? He'll probably miss that.
PJ Washington, he might miss it, but I don't know that it matters.
All right, I have Zion odds real quick with the degenerate music playing. And again, all of our morning show draft teams are alive except for Choppy with Nevada. Will Zion win most outstanding player? Yes, to bet that, 4-1.
This is for the NCAA tournament, most outstanding? Okay.
No, 1-6. Zion's points per games in the tournament over under 23.5.
Over.
What's the fewest number? I don't know if you have this off the top of your head, but what's the fewest number of games you think a player would have to play in order to be eligible for the most outstanding player? Because like if Ja played in 3 and then was bounced, could he possibly win it over a Zion that played in 5?
I don't think so. I think you've got to win it. I don't remember ever seeing a player not win it and win it.
Win it.
I can't remember off the top of my head.
Win it. Okay, right now I'm looking at some of these mock drafts, and Ja is going 2. I see Zion. I see Ja to Phoenix. RJ Barrett to Cleveland. And then there's the Hawks with back-to-back picks because they get ours. NBADraft.net.
Well, we're going to get that number 2 overall pick, and we're going to take Ja.
The Mavs are going to get lucky in this lottery. I just feel it. I know it.
I mean, I like that we're all willing it here at the station, but, you know, play around with that Tankathon website. Just click it a couple times.
Okay.
Sure. Once out of every 10, you'll end up with a top five. Most of the time, though, you will end up with the Mavericks having given up their pick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.